Yeah, so some of us, or most of us who believe in Christ, come to church on Fridays or on Sundays, and we all are part of something what we call worship. Or worship is what just a couple of songs that we were singing is what we call worship, just to give it a term. And we sing some known and unknown songs. We tap our head a little bit and discover a little bit about God and who Jesus is and the things He's done. So, but what is true worship? So I have a couple of quotes here, or 3-4 quotes, which I just picked out from the internet. So, true worship is actually adoring something, so much that you are almost lost in it, or you're almost awestruck by it. So these are some worship quotes, worship lines, and of course, the object of worship is not Jesus here. This is one line which I picked up from the internet. I love you the way a drowning man loves air, and it would destroy me to have you just a little bit. So this is a second quote. Sometimes I see myself when I'm with you. Sometimes I can't see myself when I'm with you. I can just see you. And this next quote, BJP has got the world's most beautiful face with it. That is Narendra Modi and his leader. This I picked up from the Economic Times. They keep doing this funny thing on the second page. And this one is, if Sonia Gandhi asks me to pick up a broom and sweep state Congress office in Chhattisgarh, I was doing. So both these are ministers or officers in both their offices, both these ministries. So these are all funny little things. So worship is not something that's abstract that we haven't experienced. If you ask my wife, she'll tell me I've ended up or I've come to a place where I worship work. So I'm so obsessed with work all the time. I get a call, I move out. Work is something that that I'm sinfully worshiping. And there are a lot of other things like this, small little assets and small little things that we end up buying are things that I end up worshiping. And but true worship, what we'll see in, I have two passages listed out. And these are two characters from the Bible, and these guys talk about worshiping, or these guys show what worshiping God is and how they worship God. And this is a sacrifice of Isaac. This is a character in the Bible, Abraham. He had a son, Isaac, and God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son. And this is Abraham, who had prayed for years and years and years for a son, both Abraham and his wife. So I'll just quickly read this passage. God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of these mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Abraham took wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So both of them went together. Sorry, the passage is not complete. So as Abraham is about to sacrifice his son by striking him with the knife he had, immediately God calls out and says, Abraham, stop, I don't want you to kill my son. I was just testing you. I wanted to know where your heart is. And as I read this passage, as I've been reading this passage the last couple of years, it really struck me how Abraham truly worshipped God, the one little thing that he had been prayed for, the son he had been praying for so many years. He gave up, he decided to give that up. He decided to surrender it to God who actually gave his son to him. And this is second passage. So the first passage talks about how Abraham worships God by placing his heart and mind on God and placing every other little thing that we also ourselves treasure, he gave that up for God. And the second passage is what Anand just read some time ago about Paul and Silas when they were in prison. Anand is smiling. So this is where Paul and Silas. Paul was at this time. Jesus, right after Jesus had crucified, a lot of people came to believe and were being convicted that he was truly the Son of God and was sacrificed for the redemption of all our sins. And that's when Paul was initially against or persecuting a lot of such people who were believing in Jesus. And then Jesus speaks to him, and then Paul goes and starts sharing about Jesus to a lot of other people. And here we see Paul and Silas were ministering or sharing about Jesus to a lot of people, and that's where a lot of local people there, they persecute him because what Paul and Silas is sharing, they don't like. And here they say the crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw him into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. The Philippian jailer. As soon as he is freed, Paul. So the Philippian jail converted, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And this was at the time where Paul and Silas were so persecuted, they had bad wounds, they had been insulted and humiliated by everyone in the city. And when they are in prison, and prison actually, the passage further reads that in this prison, there was not even any light there. And in this prison, the first thing that Paul and Silas decide is to sing and pray. And so this, again, continuing from the further passage, they surrender the pain that they were in, the circumstance that they were in, to worship one who saved them. And this last one passage talks about Jesus, this is a passage where Jesus was, before he was being crucified, he was praying, he was asking God, can you take this cup away from me? I'll just read the verse. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And here we see, even at this time where Jesus being innocent, Jesus being the Son of God, God wants to forgive us, because God wants to redeem us from our sins, decides to crucify his only Son. And here, when Jesus is also going to be crucified, what he does is he worships and he submits to God's will. Even he surrenders, and because of what Jesus did is why I am also inspired by Isaac. What Abraham, Paul, and Silas do, they are fully inspired by what Jesus did for all of us by giving up. And that is what truly worshiping is. It is. Abraham decided to give up something that was most beautiful. Paul and Silas decided to give up their own grief and pain to worship who truly is God and the Savior. And so worship is truly about not us. Worship is not about the beautiful things that we see in others. Worship is giving away our own pain to someone who truly deserves to be worshipped, and someone who actually redeemed us from our own sin.